In the name of Jesus, amen. So this is the festival of Epiphany. It's also the last of the 12 days of Christmas. Technically, Epiphany is tomorrow. Celebrating it today. The word Epiphany means revealing. Epiphany celebrates that revealing of the star to Jesus and the visit of the wise men from the east to worship the child Jesus. Epiphany occurs right after Christmas. Jesus, the true light, right, who shines for all the world. It's kind of fun at Christmas because our readings talk about the nations or the Gentiles coming from all over to worship Jesus. And in my Christmases here, I've seen how we've had relatives and friends literally from around the world come here in New York City to worship Jesus, just like that first Epiphany. Christians have kept this Epiphany celebration for centuries, from the beginning, as a reminder of this. Epiphany is about the revealing of Jesus, the light of the world. The wise men come from the east, and in Latin, the word east is associated with the word Orient. We three kings from Orient are. You might know that old hymn. The word Orient originally implies this, though, orientation. It's where we get that word in English, or rising and revealing. The sun rises and is revealed in the Orient, in the east. That's how we orient our lives with the sun each day, our calendar, our clocks. We orient ourselves to this sun. Traditionally, churches face towards the Orient or the east. East is where Jesus, the sun, S-O-N, rises like the sun, S-U-N, the sun of righteousness for us from the dead. Christians have oriented themselves to the rising sun and Jesus from the beginning. As Christians, we orient ourselves, right, to Jesus, the Son of God. It's an epiphany orientation. Jesus who rises not once, but each day for us in his grace, in his power, in his protection. Epiphany orientation, the epiphany of Jesus, rises. And our lives arise in Jesus. It's a good message for a new year as we begin to rise up for 2025. So let's look at our gospel reading today. Our gospel reading from Matthew, the events of that first epiphany, thinking of rising up, arising, which was found in Isaiah reading too. It's all throughout the readings today, but rising up. As we rise up to ponder and rise up in God's protection. In our gospel reading from Matthew, we see the epiphany orientation of our lives in Christ. And as we begin that reading, we see this orientation as one of pondering, to rise up in pondering. You know, I'm always kind of doubtful or suspect of someone who never ponders or has any questions. I guess if you don't have any questions, maybe you've got everything figured out. Well, that would make you God. We're not. And Luther, how does he start in the small catechism? What does this mean? This scripture is for us. What does it mean to ask questions of our Lord? To ask questions in our lives of faith and to find answers in God's word, which is open to us, the very heart of God in Jesus. This is what we find, this pondering. This position of pondering, this pose of pondering from the wise men, they ask, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. The wise men see the star, they ponder, it leads them to Jesus. In the events of that first epiphany, the pondering leads to God's word, the scriptures. That's what Herod at the king time does, right? He's afraid of any talk of a challenger, a Messiah. He searches the scriptures. He ponders and searches the scriptures, God's word. And when Herod the king heard from the wise men, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling the chief priests and the scribes, he inquired of them, of the scriptures, where the Christ was to be born. They dusted it off. And they found there what is found in that prophet, O Bethlehem, little town of Bethlehem in the land of Judah, small that you are, but great you will be. For a ruler will come from you who will shepherd my people, Israel. You see how that pondering works? The wise men see something different. They are led to Jerusalem by God's providence. They ponder, what does this mean? And they go to God's word. Jesus, of course, is the good shepherd who leads us to salvation and protection. Amazing things happen when you open God's word. When you open God's word from a position of pondering, what does this mean for my life today in 2025? Where can I find more Jesus and power in my life for this new year? Like the wise men, I think we see stars all the time, don't we? Which should lead us to God's word. There are signs or stars in our life, are they not, if we're looking from a position of pondering? Stars of beauty, even snow on the ground, we finally got it here in New York. A star of the holidays, of being with families and friends, like stars that shine for us. All of those stars, signs, gifts which we celebrate, where should they lead us? To God's word, to Jesus Christ, which holds all things together, which gives us all these things and more. God's word, which says the prophet Isaiah, even though your sins are scarlet red, they shall be like that sign of the snow we got here. They shall be white as snow. Snow is a sign that our sins are forgiven in Jesus. All through the blood of Jesus our Savior, right from the prophet Isaiah, there it is. God's word comes to us, opens us to truth, that all good gifts come from our Father of lights, who does not change in his giving to us, but gives and gives and gives. When we ponder and search for Jesus in God's word, in good times and in bad, we struggle to make sense of our situations. We wrestle with pain and heartache and are open to pondering, what does all this mean? God's word is there for us. God's word is there for us forever. And God's word says to us clearly, when we ponder of it, the words of Jesus, I am with you always. Don't fear. Don't worry. My peace, the peace of God which passes all of your understanding, is with you. It's what I give to you. Epiphany orientation, to rise up in pondering. This rising up in pondering, as we go back to our gospel reading, leads to another rising up. The pondering questions, they're not just left out hanging there. They're found in God's word. And this God's word then gives the wise men and gives to us protection. Protection. The wise men make their way to Jesus, even with danger lurking. King Herod sees the child Jesus as a threat, the Messiah. He wants to use them to take out Jesus. Might makes right, but God's got a different way of love makes right. Mercy is right. Peace is right. God's word remains forever. Jesus, God's word endures. The wise men, by God's favor, make their way to Jesus. They're protected. From our gospel reading today, and behold, the star that they had seen when they rose went before them, came to rest over the place where the child was. We commemorate it every year. There it is. They find Jesus. They open their gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh, which was promised before in the prophet. They rejoice exceedingly when they see that sign, that star. They know that they have protection. You could put it this way, maybe in New York terms. God has got their back. And you might be in a situation where you feel no one's got your back. The wise men could have felt that way. But God had their back. And God has our back in Jesus Christ. Being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. God provided another way of protection for them. Amazing things happen when we ponder and open God's word. God is there for us in Jesus. Amazing things happen when we open God's word and realize how God protects us, how God provides always ways for us. Rise up to ponder and rise up in protection. Just like the wise men, God the Father of lights leads them by a star to find and worship his son Jesus. God sends Jesus, who is identified in our reading today as a good shepherd. And what does a shepherd do? provides protection. A shepherd leads. A shepherd guides. A shepherd provides way, even for those sheep. Just as God, the Father of lights, guided the wise men home, God guides and leads us each and every day. And as we sang in our hymn, He will lead us eventually to heaven. That's our faith and our hope in Jesus Christ. God ultimately guides us each day, but from death to eternal life, the rising up of Jesus is our sign that we too will rise up. The final resurrection, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. Remember, you get all this from Epiphany, which means revealing. All is revealed there. If we ponder and if we search, we see who Jesus is, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Good Shepherd. Wise men come and see the rising star. They come from the east. That word east, right, associated with the word Orient, which means rising and the sun. There is power to open up, to have that light from the sun, Jesus, to rise up in Jesus each day in His glory and His power, to rise up and receive the protection of Jesus, our great Son, the Son of God, our Good Shepherd, who leads us always. Christians have kept this celebration from the beginning. And you know, the early Christians many centuries ago, back in Roman and Latin speaking days, had a name for the way they prayed to God. The earliest evidence we have of the posture of prayer from our Christian ancestors in Latin speaking places was called the Orans prayer, or the orientation prayer, you could say, which looks like this. We orient ourselves in prayer like this. If you notice, I pray sometimes that way on behalf of us all. It's an old way of praying. Praying like this. There are other ways to pray that show our humility to God and our focus. But this early way was a prayer to orient ourselves to the true light of Jesus, who shines in every aspect of our lives. We still pray this way. It's a good prayer of a new year. And a new year, a good time to reflect and ponder all the ways that God has led you to 2025. To ponder anew all the ways the Holy Spirit guides us to God's Word, opens it up again today, and God gives us more than enough for each day, for our final day, for heaven. Like for the wise men, God provides ways of protection. And even when it seems our way is lost, God is there opening the way in Jesus. We orient our prayers and our hearts and our lives to this way of Jesus. It's a good place to start, 2025. Start. Rise up, right? Rise up to ponder. Each day, find a verse to open of God's Word. And in God's Word, listen for how God is rising for you to protect you, who has your back, and is with you always, to rise up to ponder His protection and His power. Lift up your hearts. Isn't that what we pray? Just like this. We lift them to the Lord. Amen.